Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. This is our 100th episode of Arrow Talk. I just want to thank everybody that's been on this journey. It's also the 100th episode of Arrow, which is great timing as well. Wow, I cannot believe I've done already 100 episodes of Arrow Talk. If you can't believe it, I can't either. This is so much fun. I can't believe I've been talking about this show for 100 times now. Also, I want to thank Matt from Florida. He's always been calling, so of course, thank you, Matt, for always being there as my co-pilot. And also for you loyal listeners, I mean, you guys totally rip our podcast, and I love it how you guys just go in, download what we have to say. It's just amazing to see you guys come every week and download our podcast. It's just great to see that little community that we've constructed, and wow, you guys have been really great from the very beginning, and then also even this season. I mean, we're in our fifth year, and you guys are still downloading us and listening to us and making sure we're on point as to what we're discussing. But yeah, it's just really great to see you guys still sticking with us. And also, we enjoy talking about the episodes that we watch because we got a vent, and this is our only way. And you can join in, so call in at 914-338-1036. We're also on Arrow on Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word. That's Arrow Talk, all one word. You could join us there on Twitter. And our podcast is on iTunes, so if you have an iTunes account, you can go to podcasting and then just type in Arrow Talk. Boom, we're there, and now we're on your phone, and now you can listen to all of our shows on your phone. All right, without further ado, we have our first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
My name is Oliver Queen. By day I lead, I mean, for 5 years I've been in hell, but I've returned home for one goal: to save my city. And by day, I lead Star City as its mayor. And by night, I am something else. I am someone else. What's up?
What's up, man? How are you? Thank you for
I'm
that little
doing
intro.
Pretty good. Wow. Arrow 100. Oh, my God. I was geeking out through the entire episode. It was really emotional, jam-packed, and Diggle as Green Arrow. Oh my God!
You got the return of yourself.
Yeah, and then he had a chance to see his mom and his dad again, and
that was kind of cool, right? And did you see Tommy?
I didn't see Tommy, but at the end there, where he goes back to his world, you see Tommy saying,
"I thought Tommy was like in one of the holograms. That wasn't Tommy?
He was. Yeah, and Roy, Felicity, Laurel, his mom and dad. Awesome to see his dad back.
Yeah.
I have to say, this episode was truly
very
great.
Emotional.
I enjoyed it. It was so good. But didn't Supergirl and The Flash look kind of CGI?
Yeah. I mean, if you really look at it, yeah, it looks really cartoony.
Kind of cartoonish a bit.
Yeah.
Barry Kara. But I thought it was pretty good. I love Captain America.
This to me seemed like the ultimate flashback. Like, they should stop doing Arrow flashbacks after this one.
Yeah, I agree.
This one was the ultimate one.
It was good.
A lot of people still,
really
a lot of fans still not liking the soap opera-ish feeling that Arrow's bringing in, especially with all the emotions. But come on, we gotta have both. We gotta have emotion and action.
Right.
This
I
by
was
far
so upset.
Was the least action episode in the crossover. Part two is definitely taking a breather from part one. How do you feel about that?
I thought, I felt that it had a less a bit action, but I did like how he seemed so happy with Laurel that she was back, and I mean,
and Sarah and Thea.
I was a bit upset that Manu Bennett wasn't Deathstroke. I mean, we saw him, and that was cool.
Or at least
why?
The voice. Come on, he didn't
I
even
know.
Talk.
When Deathstroke comes, I mean, we saw Malcolm Merlyn.
At least they could have used, like, you know, they could have done, like, a dove smash of his dialogue from the first season or first season, whichever season he was on.
Back in season
from those old
two. Yeah, back in season two where he killed his mom right in front of Thea. And, but man.
And they showed that, too, in this season.
Yeah. And then when Oliver goes down to the Arrow Cave and Felicity is there,
Felicity.
Oh, my God. And was mad.
How epic was that Diggle was the Arrow? And we know in the future his son becomes the Arrow. How crazy is that?
That was crazy. I mean, totally crazy that they did still.
Let me read the synopsis for this part two of Invasion on Arrow. As we know, it's a crossover between The Flash, Arrow, and DC Legends of Tomorrow. So now we're in part two. This is kind of like the Empire Strikes Back type of deal.
Yeah,
where everything's pretty emotional and not so action-packed, but it's definitely heavy on the storyline. It starts off with Oliver finds himself back at the Queen Manor. Both his parents are alive. He is about to be married to Laurel Lance, and Diggle is the Hood. However, it is revealed that Diggle, Thea, Sarah, and Ray are all being held unconscious inside pods aboard a Dominator spaceship. Kind of like The Matrix, right? They were like plugged in.
Yeah, they were. Because
my wife was
similar.
Like, what's going on with them? I'm like, oh, it's kind of like The Matrix. Like, it's all in their head. It's not
it
like real life or anything.
It's all in their head. And
all right. Meanwhile, Felicity, Curtis, and Cisco Ramon try to hack into the Dominator's mainframe using a piece of their technology. The team recovers a necessary device with the help of the Flash and Supergirl, and they manage to locate the others. Oliver begins seeing flashes of his former life, as do Sarah and Ray. All five captives soon realize that they are inside a shared hallucination. Their escape attempt is blocked by Malcolm Merlyn, which was awesome. Deathstroke, Satan Dark, and their mercenaries. How cool was that? It was like the birth of the Legion of Doom.
Yes, it was. And we're going to see that on this week's episode. Like when Malcolm goes up to Thea, goes, your father might be dead, Thea. I'm your real father. And then they all just start fighting.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it was just, I mean, I just
and
wish
of course,
Deathstroke
all who are defeated by the captives. The captives then leave the dream and awaken inside their spaceship. Escaping in a shuttle, they are rescued by the Wave Rider. Ray deduces to the Dominators were gathering information from their minds, using the hallucination as a distraction to help them complete a special weapon. The team learns that the Dominator's mothership is headed towards Earth. So what do you think this secret weapon is at this point? You know, we know what happens off the next episode. But at this point, what even is?
Something to destroy the metahumans, I guess.
Yeah, pretty interesting. They are there to cleanse out the metahumans. All right,
and then,
let's jump back at the hallucination settings at the Queen Manor. It was great to see Oliver and Oliver's dad and mother there, right? It was great. Kind of like a great 100th episode where they bring back everybody. Except for I'm really bummed they had a perfect opportunity to bring back Tommy. Now, why did...
Yeah, I know. Why didn't they bring back Tommy? Well, I did read It was a perfect show.
They already had Malcolm Merlyn there. Why not have Tommy?
Yeah. Yeah, Thea was there
the
talking
mom,
to her.
They brought back the dad.
I mean, I thought Tommy was going to be his best man. I mean, they brought back Laurel.
Yeah. And it's like the 100th episode. You know, they made it.
Yeah.
About it.
And Roy.
I wonder if Tommy didn't want to come back. The actor didn't want to come back.
But I still have a feeling he could be Prometheus.
Ooh, that would be the biggest.
Would be
And you notice there wasn't any mention of Tommy's death or anything. Maybe in the Flashpoint, Tommy still lives.
Most likely, yeah. Because there is going to
be
more end up on Flashpoint with Arrow, too. But I thought it was a great episode.
All right, man, I know we have a lot still to talk about. Give us your favorite moments of this week's Invasion, which is part two of the crossover on Arrow.
When Oliver, my first one is when Oliver woke up all happy and he goes, "Dinah Laura Lance, will you marry me?" And she goes, "I believe I've already answered that question." And then when he's so happy with his dad and his mom, and then when him and Robert go through walking and talking, first they're about to get mugged, and it almost looked like Robert was going to die, but then the hood comes down and saves them. And then when Oliver...
That was my favorite moment, yeah.
Yeah. And then when Oliver finds the Arrow Cave, that was awesome. And then Diggle is grabbing onto him. And then Oliver goes, "You're John Diggle. You are John Diggle." And then he goes, "No one can know my secret."
Yep.
Like
that was
awesome. The pilot.
I mean, the fact that John Diggle picks up the mantle and becomes the hood, he just kicked ass when he was the hood.
He did. He really did. I mean, this would have to be one of the best.
I'm like, who the hell
moments.
Is this guy?
I know. It wasn't Diggle at all. It was like somebody entirely
different. No, it didn't seem
different.
Like him at all. It just seemed like the badass guy in a hood.
And then at the party, Ray is engaged to Felicity. How funny was that?
Yeah, that is so funny. It was just great. It's funny how he still has relations with Felicity, even though they're not together anymore.
No,
he still has that deep meaning.
And I was a bit disappointed that Supergirl didn't have that much scenes in the crossover.
No,
I am.
I'm really disappointed how, you know, they had the most powerful of all metahuman. Well, she's not meta, she's alien. And I'm surprised she didn't hide to the spaceship and, like, broke it up and get the mess back out to space.
Yeah, I know. That was very...
It was really weird how they misused her. It's like they didn't know what to do with her.
I know. And then, like, hopefully next year they'll have more to do with Supergirl in the crossover. Hopefully next year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, coming up next, we're finishing up our crossover podcast finale with Legends of Tomorrow talk. We're going to be doing that up next. Matt, before we wrap up this episode, do you have anything else to add?
Also, I love the end scene when Legends picked them up in that spaceship pod, and we see Oliver
for
the first time on the Wave Rider.
I love that.
That was a crazy
Because they're like flying into, they're like coming from out of space back into Earth on that shuttle.
It was almost
like
a Star Wars moment.
They're now flying spaceships on this show? What's going on?
Yeah. This movie, I mean, this crossover on Four Nights should
and we didn't even touch. We didn't even touch on Curtis. Remember Curtis?
Yeah.
He was trying to tap into the mainframe. But this whole time he was like, "I thought E.T. would be nice, not take over the world."
Like E.T. and all that. And then Cisco vibing onto the spaceship, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. But it was good to see, all the nerd tech guys get together, like Cisco, Terrence, and Felicity.
And then
all the heroes group up together, and then all the non-superpower heroes kind of link up together as well. It was a great combination of everybody's character and their relationships just all come together and work together. I love that.
What was going on with that cyber lady? I mean, that wasn't really needed in the episode. When Wild Dogs, based off with Cyber Woman.
Oh, yeah. Definitely did not need to be there. That's for sure.
No. No. But then,
all right,
cool.
Yeah, well, thank you, Matt. Do you want to give us a shout-out as to the listeners who are listening to our podcast and listen to every word that we have to say?
I thought they did great for the crossover, and I cannot wait for next year's crossover and for this week's NRL mid-season finale.
They should just do, like, finale crossovers from
yes.
here on out. Just every finale
yes.
has to have a crossover. That's the rule.
Yeah. That should be the rule.
All right, cool. All right, well, this concludes our podcast 100th episode of Arrow Talk. And, Matt, we didn't even talk about that yet. How do you feel? 100 episodes so far.
I know.
On the podcast.
I remember I called in the episode Trust But Verify.
Right.
That was like years ago, back in 2012 or 2013.
Yeah, if you want to hear Matt's first call in, go to Verify. It's listed in our podcast.
Yeah, and then the first time I called in on Smallville Talk was the Season 9 episode, Salvation. And you had a whole bunch of callers that night, right before
Season
10.
Oh, yeah, it was a very popular show, definitely, one of its kind.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you on the next podcast.
All right, well, let's continue with
DC Legends. All right.